WSSZ 793 to 448 there.
Hello, Dave. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Full charge battery. You're the only one I talked to that I've the one time and the other day there. Sorry about that. I seen my battery light blinking. I was telling you, I keyed up and I was saying, oh, my battery light's blinking. I'm going to shut down. But it done unkeyed on me there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had figured that your battery had putzed out. There's a... You might want to consider a second battery. I had a
Wow, what was that all about?
Don't know. It sounds pretty scratchy out here.
Yeah, there was like a good 5 minutes of full signal, hash, and loud something. Hey, Kurt, you still in there?
RPV-448, yeah, I just consulted the handheld and heard everybody come back. I take it everybody else was out of communication for a couple minutes, over.
Yeah, I talked to you once, my battery died on me. Talked to you twice, my battery died on me. Go to talk to you now and all of a sudden I got full signal of hash noise and stuff. I don't know, with all due respect, I think the higher power, man, doesn't like me and you talking there, you think?
Well, I'm trying to be in touch with the higher power. I'm pretty sure he would have emailed me something if that were the case, but am I correct? Did the repeater go down or something?
Yeah, something happened because on your last transmission to me, you started talking and all of a sudden you went echoey, very echoey, and then all of a sudden that air noise creeped up on you and then it got loud and I had full signal. I had me over full signal.
I was talking, and then I wasn't getting a response, and I noticed that I wasn't getting the courtesy tone when I unkeyed, and that usually meant that I'm not hitting the repeater, and didn't know if it was conditions. I know Detroit's got a repeater issue, but Flint repeater's been rocking all day, so yeah, that was strange. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I was running out of Detroit for a while, but today it's doing its same thing, making that diesel engine noise. So I went over to Mount Clemens earlier today and talking to somebody and stuff, and they're saying the Mount Clemens repeater has problems. And I guess the guy that owns the Mount Clemens repeater, he keyed up. He was standing right at, you know, right at the where it's at, and he said, there is something wrong, but he said he ain't going up on the roof and fixing the antenna, not today.
Yeah, Roger that. I believe I've spoken with him once or twice before. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to get up on a roof today either. Well, I couldn't if I wanted to, but I don't think I'd want to, so I'm covered. Over.
That's not a good day to, well, I don't know, it's 792 out there. Frank, he's crazy enough to do something like that, I guess, if the price is right, eh, Frank?
Yeah, 10 pennies or more, I'd jump up there, shit.